This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with David Hill, son of the late Albert Fay Hill, who spent decades trying to find a cure for cancer. He is here with us today to discuss his father's research and his lifelong quest. David, certainly a privilege and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having us. My whole family is really excited to have a chance to talk about our father's work.
Well, certainly appreciate your desire to get that message out. So first of all, your late father, Albert Fay Hill, spent most of his life trying to find a cure for cancer. How did this all start and where did this passion come from?
Well, that's a great question, Eric. The passion came from my mother's death from cancer in the 60s. She came down with breast cancer, and in those days, there just wasn't much that could be done. The doctors would perform a mastectomy and then hope that the cancer hadn't spread, but in Mom's case, it had. Dad looked everywhere he could to try to find something to help her, but nothing worked, and, then she died, and he was left with five kids to raise. He decided to try again a few years later after he'd seen so many other friends and family die from cancer. Dad was a crusader by nature, and he tackled things hard, and he'd pretty much dedicated the rest of his life to trying to find some sort of therapy for cancer.
If you would, tell us more about your dad. I understand he had medical expertise. He was not a doctor, but he was a layperson, but he would go on to become a lifelong student of cancer, researching the disease for decades. How did your father go about researching a cure for cancer?
Well, you're right. My father was a Presbyterian minister, and he had no medical training. And when Mom got sick, he was hoping desperately that he could find something that medical science might have missed. And then later on, he just started diving into medical textbooks and medical journals. And he ended up spending decades on it, reading, doing thought experiments, and over the years he worked out a cohesive theory about how cancer and immunology interacted, and he came up with a protocol that he thought might help it. He's a clergyman, but he's also a scientist in thinking, and he tried to find scientists to research his protocols and find out if it would work. But as you know, Eric, it takes millions of dollars to research into therapy, and Dad did get some funding for a while, but when that dried up, his project pretty much stalled.
I understand that he developed a therapy that he believed could reset the immune system to recognize and attack tumors. Can you give us some top-line thoughts on this?
Well, Dad was really struck by the fact that the immune system doesn't seem to recognize tumors as an invader. He was very impressed from all his reading with how sophisticated the human immune system was. And it seemed like it should be able to identify a tumor when it was still microscopic and destroy it. And his research showed that, in fact, the body did seem to recognize the tumors initially and did seem to first attack them, but that defense failed, and it even seemed to reverse. The body will build blood vessels to a tumor and feed it blood so it can grow, a process that Dad described as positively demonic. And it made him think that the human immune system was raised in a series of stages to fight an infection, and that the last stage was effectively a healing process, a regrowth of the area where the infection had been. And he thought what was happening was that sometimes the body didn't reset properly for the next infection but remained in that healing phase. He published a description of his theory and his protocol in the online Journal of Immune-Based Therapies and Vaccines. And there was enough interest. He got thousands of hits on it, but nobody was interested in doing a study unless he provided the funding.
Today we are with David Hill, son of the late Albert Fay Hill, who spent decades trying to find a cure for cancer. Here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Hill, what do you think that this was so promising about his research and that the medical community should consider?
Well, Dad wasn't looking for something that, you know, that might be described as an alternative cure. He was into science and medicine. He wanted to find something that could stand up to a double-blind study, and he was able to arrange that. There was a study at the University of Colorado working with rats, and it showed a radical tumor reduction, 3-1 over the controls. And I mean, you know, Dad had that posted on his office wall until the day he died. And there were other studies. They worked with some other animals in much, you know, smaller cases, and some of them were pretty dramatic. They were seeing large-scale tumors liquefy practically overnight. So all of us in the family think that his therapy shows a lot of promise. If we could get the right study to verify it, he's never asked anybody to take this on faith or, you know, as any kind of a reaction against traditional medicine. He wants this studied and proven.
How do you want people to remember your father best?
Well, Dad passed away a year ago, and before he died, he said that, you know, that he considered his life complete, and that nothing really mattered anymore except getting proof of his therapy. Eric, he used to talk about cancer doctors. He interviewed a lot of them, and he had a lot of sympathy. They were stuck in a situation where they really didn't have any good therapies that they could cut out pieces of the patient's bodies, or they could pump them full of poison and hope the tumor died before the patient did. But he wanted to be remembered as someone who came up with a more effective and a gentler treatment, and that's what I want for his memory. That's what we want. We want people to see this. We want interest. We want to communicate with people, and we want to get his theory proved out.
Well, certainly a touching story and circumstances, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time and having the desire to be with us here today. Where can listeners get more information, and also how can they be best in contact?
Well, the best thing would be to use Facebook. They can go to facebook.com, Hill Cancer Therapy 25, or in Facebook they can just look up Albert Fay Hill Cancer Therapy, and that's Fay with a F-A-Y. Albert Fay Hill Cancer Therapy, and they can communicate with us through Facebook.
Well, Mr. Hill, we certainly do appreciate your joining us today. All the best, and look forward to another conversation right here in the future on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. We are all very pleased to be able to do this.
And the pleasure and honor is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. David Hill, son of the late Albert Fay Hill, who spent decades trying to find a cure for cancer. And for more information and contact, simply visit facebook.com/ Hill Cancer Therapy 25. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.